Speaker, sorry about that. I did get the amendment to the floor. Thank you very much. And I want to thank the floor leader for having a conversation and the chair of the committee for granting me a little bit of time to look into this. This is obviously a very difficult bill for some of us, and I appreciate where many of us stand on this, where we have stood before, and the education that we have gotten. I appreciate being a member of the Marijuana Task Force this year. Thank you to the chair for that, for providing great conversation and information for all of us. But as we know, this is something that none of us can really take lightly. This is changing our policy in the state in a way where none of us really definitely understand the outcome and where we're headed. What we do know is that we have discussed this many times on the floor and through the committee in regards to overdose and drug abuse and substance abuse overall. And this body has been very well prepared to be able to look and to handle some of those policy decisions and what we are going to review and analyze and how we are going to move forward. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to ask a couple of questions in addition to what we can say as far as a body, that we are looking at this in a very secure, safe manner to possibly try to prohibit any external abuse of the system. So, Mr. Floor Leader, would you mind just...
Certainly.
Thank you very much. And I am going to actually read the amendment through, Mr. Speaker. It's Amendment 613127-1.
Amendment number one.
Move so much be the reading of the amendment.
So ordered.
I had this amendment drafted, and I did share it with both the chair and the floor leader. And what the amendment does, because I want to make you aware of it, and then I want for you to understand the difference between the two concepts. This body had put together a prescription drug monitoring program, which is now in full function. So any controlled substances have to be reported through this by the pharmacies. And I just want to read you, just so that we're all aware, of the purpose of the prescription drug monitoring program. It was created to assist healthcare providers and public health and law enforcement agencies in reducing the non-medical use, abuse, and diversion of prescription drugs while preserving the professional practice of healthcare providers and legitimate patient access to optimal pharmaceutical-assisted care. Healthcare providers are given electronic access to PDMP data in real time. The PDMP also assists federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, Health Occupancy Licensing Board, who have access to this. The drugs that are currently on the list to be monitored include oxycodone, hydrocodone, Percocet, Percodan, any controlled substance right now. And the purpose of this is to make sure that we have those pharmacies, and I would propose at a later point in time, physicians, to report the prescription filling so that we are able to track, and so we understand that these controlled substances are being used for that medical purpose and not being abused in any other way, shape, or form. My proposal is that if we are saying here in this body that marijuana is going to be used for medical purposes, then there should be a legitimate statutory requirement for putting that physician's request or the pharmaceutical request into the PDMP. And Mr. Floor Leader, I know that we have had a conversation on this, and we are going to discuss the where we are in the bill right now, where we stand. But I really do want to thank you and the committee for going through a lot of trouble in trying to work with me and others on this very issue. I would like to move the amendment, and I didn't know if you had a conversation about that.
The floor leader on the bill.
Thank you, and thank you for bringing the amendment to us. And so, first of all, be assured that we all share your concerns. There's nobody here that doesn't. bill has, I counted up, 81 co-sponsors. Everybody shares this issue. And, in fact, earlier this session, and I think one of the bills still before us, we've passed House Bill 255, which extends the prescription drug buying program out of the Health and Government Operations Committee. We passed House Bill 1282, which is, I believe is your bill on drug overdose deaths. That's over in the Senate. We passed 1296, which is another bill having to do with prescription drug monitoring program that enhances that. So we share your concerns, and we've acted on that. And this bill would not be here, if those issues weren't taken care of in this bill now. The problem with your amendment is that it takes it into a program that this bill cannot possibly mesh with. The way the prescription drug monitoring program, it comes from pharmacies. This is with growers. All the steps that are in the prescription drug monitoring program actually are in this bill, but it goes to the Medical Marijuana Commission. And there's no functional way to merge the two. Further, in the bill, prescribe is the wrong word, so that's some technical issues there, but physician to recommend medical marijuana, they have to be certified already by the Marijuana Commission before they can even write one recommendation. And there's a whole series of steps there that are outlined both in the bill and in the regulations that were created from last year's bill, House Bill 1101. They're already specified. And also, you have to report each and every patient and meet a whole series of conditions before you can even recommend for a patient, that they have a certain series of, you know, fairly dreadful diseases, that it's a bona fide doctor-patient relationship, a number of other things. That actually is not the way. Speaking as a physician, I could write a prescription for a whole host of drugs, narcotics as well as others. I don't have to report. I'm qualified by my license. This is so much more stringent within the world of medical marijuana. It's much more stringent than prescribing of anything else. But we definitely sympathize and agree with your concerns, and that's why this bill has so many controls in it already. Your amendment does not work because these are two separate programs in two separate areas. But I want to assure you that your concerns are addressed within the bill. We would not be here if they weren't. I urge the body to reject the amendment because it doesn't really fit in this bill, although I believe the concerns you have raised are addressed thoroughly.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady maker of the motion.
Thank you, and I very much appreciate that. And my concern is that, well, first of all, I'm sorry, could I ask you one more question? Because what we did not address was the question of law enforcement. So does law enforcement have, in the current bill, in the regulations, do they have access to the information that is put in, should they need it? Is it recoverable data?
First of all, there's law enforcement and state's attorneys on the Medical Marijuana Commission. It's my understanding that if they believe that there's a violation of law, like any number of other things in health article, they're entitled to report that. And in the current bill is last year's bill, but it doesn't appear here because it's part of the existing language.
Right.
If anybody deviates from this program, not only are they subject to the current penalties of law, we have enhanced penalties. So, you know, there isn't much more we can do. I mean, if you break the medical marijuana law from based on last year's House Bill 1101, not only do you have the standard penalties, whatever that might be, there's enhanced penalties. So the answer to all three, in effect, is yes.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I understand that, and I'm very sympathetic to how it's been described that this may not fit into the bill per se. My concern is where we are right now, we don't have an absolute stated method. And I'm going to ask you to support this amendment just based on the principle of the controlled substances being in one location and a reporting requirement. And I thank the committee for all of their help and services. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The only amendment, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay.
No.
Roll call.
Ms. Speaker.
Everyone recorded the vote. Would anyone like to change your vote? Not the clerk. We'll take the call. 33 in the affirmative, 82 in the negative. The amendment fails. Are there any other amendments to the bill or to its title? You know, the bill is ordered printed for third reading.